Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. Romans 14 and 17. It's good to see all of you here tonight. Courtney, it's good to see you here tonight. Amen. Good to see the rest of you here. Romans 14 and verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sing tonight. Amen. It is righteousness. Everybody said righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. It is not meat and drink. It is not meat and drink. Amen. It is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. We thank you for the truth. I'm asking you to anoint the Word of God and to speak to our hearts tonight. We love you and appreciate you, and we give you thanks for your Word. Open our hearts and our minds to the Word of God tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. There is a spiritual realm that, according to the Word of God tonight, is real and more real than the world that we see. And it is more valuable than the world that we see. There is a reality in the realm of the Spirit that all wise men are able to comprehend and understand. Amen. There is a spiritual realm that, according to the Word of God, is very real. Some have been caught up into that spiritual realm, and the Bible says that they saw things that no one has ever seen, and they heard things that no one has ever heard, and that it is not even lawful for a man to utter. Amen. It would not be right, it would not be lawful to repeat. Amen. But there is another world, there is another realm, there is another reality, and in fact, can I say tonight that it is the only reality that we can face and that we have? Amen. And it is the reality of the kingdom of God. Amen. It is the reality of God's presence, God's Spirit, and God's kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And I want to try to help us understand tonight the things that are going on inside of us and the things that are going on in your life and in my life. And it says here, for our light affliction, which but for a moment worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. And so there are two realms. There is the realm of this world, and there is the realm of the kingdom of God. In this world, there are things that we face every day. Amen. And we are faced every day with temptation. Jesus said, lead us not into temptation. And we know that the devil is the tempter. And we are tempted every day to believe that what we see is complete reality. Well, praise God. We are tempted to believe the news reports that we hear. We are tempted to believe what this one says and what that one says. Amen. We are tempted to believe what we hear. We are tempted to believe what Hollywood says. I'm on that roll here today. Amen. We're tempted to believe what the world has to say. But if we can be wise men here tonight, wise ladies here tonight, and understand that what we see is not reality. Amen. But what we do not see is reality. For that which is seen is temporary, but that which is not seen is eternal. Amen. Temporary meaning it has a beginning and it has an ending. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then the scripture says that in the end, he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Well, praise God. And it's here today and it's gone tomorrow. And it is a temptation to believe what we read in the news. It is a temptation to believe the stories of the world's events and make many decisions based upon these things. Amen. All too often, amen, we never put them into the perspective through the prism of the Word of God. Amen. Folks, we've got to go back to the Word of God. We've got to stay spiritual. Amen. Because the life that we live is not meat and drink. It is not the possessions that we have. Amen. And even though our relationships are very important, our relationships are temporary. Everything that we have today, our life, our mind, our health, amen, our heart, everything, amen, is temporary except for the soul of man. Amen. There is a side of you and I that will never die. Amen. It will live forever in heaven, or it will live forever in a darkness without God. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Kind of puts everything in perspective. Amen. Being in the house of God is very important. Prayer is very important. Worship is very important. Amen. Living for God and doing what's right is very important. Amen. In fact, I could say tonight it is the most important thing that we could ever do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But we go the other way many times, and we seek after this, and we seek after that, and we put God secondary in our lives. I'm telling you, we cannot afford to do that, because that which is temporary, amen, is that which what is what we see all around us. Amen. But that which is not seen, well, praise God. That which is not seen, the Holy Ghost. Has anybody ever seen the Holy Ghost? No, we've never seen the Holy Ghost. Oh, we've seen what the Holy Ghost can do. Amen. I've seen what the Holy Ghost can do in my life. I've seen what it can do in the lives of other people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That is what is eternal. I've never seen heaven, but somebody did and he wrote about it. I don't know about you, but I believe that it's real. And I'm going there. Praise God. I'm going there. And if I leave this world as a pauper, well, that's all right. I'm going to a place where the streets are made of pure gold. I'm going where Jesus is. Well, praise God. I'm going to a better place. And so I'm going to put my priorities. I'm going to set my eyes upon the things of God. And I'm not going to depend nor put comfort in the things that I see and feel and hear. What I need to see, amen, is the Word of God. What I need to hear is the preaching of the Word of God. What I need to feel is the Holy Ghost. As the rivers of living water begin to flow through my life. That's what reality is. It's not in the things that I have or don't have in this life, but it's what I have in the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Amen. The world that we are in is accustomed to meat and drink. But he said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. We're living in a world today. All of us have to face this world. All of us have to face our bills. All of us have to face our worldly, earthly situations. Amen. Our circumstances. Amen. We look at it and we say we're boxed in. Amen. We're entangled with this world. Well, I can't do this because I'm so busy. Amen. Somebody told me several months ago, I'm going to really try to get to church, but I'm just so busy. Amen. I'm telling you what, tonight, we have got to have spiritual eyes. Amen. I cannot get so busy that I can't make it to the house of God. Well, come on, somebody help me here tonight. Amen. Not because pastor says it only, amen, but because the word of God says it. We need to touch heaven on a regular basis. And the reason is because we can't see heaven. We cannot see heaven. Amen. And yet we can see the world that is around us. And right in the big middle of this world is the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible says the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall you say, here it is or there it is. Amen. For the kingdom of God is within you. That's what Jesus said. Amen. It is within you. And how can anybody measure these things? Amen. How can anybody measure or tell you what air looks like? Nobody can tell you what air looks like, but we know that it is a reality, right? Amen. Nobody can tell you that you're loved, or they cannot measure it. There is no such thing as a meter that will tell you how much you are loved. No, love is a thing that we feel. Love is a thing that we see with different eyes. Amen. But we know that it's real. Praise God. The Bible says that God is the invisible God. And you cannot put a meter on it and say, here is God or there is God. There are some that get involved in witchcraft, and you need to be careful with this. I didn't realize it, but I got one of those meters on my phone. It's an app, and it tells you the magnetic field that is around you. And if you get close to you, you can tell if your microwave is putting out too many electrical pulses outside the door of the microwave, and it will tell you if you have a high intensity of magnetism. And the only reason I got it is because I got one of those drones that flies around, and it's actually guided by GPS. And so it won't work. It won't connect if the magnetic field is too high. And then I got to looking at it when I was online, and there are people that are involved in the paranormal that take those, and if there is a spirit, all of a sudden their meter will go way up high, and they can tell that there's a spirit there. It may be real or it may not be real, amen, but I'm telling you, there's no app that you can put on your phone that will be a God app. No, it's not there. And well, if it was, we could turn it on. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a little app that said humility, and we could put it up close to us and see how humble we are? Amen. A pride app to see how prideful we are. But these things are not seen. Amen. These things are spiritual, and they can only be discerned and revealed by revelation of the Word of God. It cannot be done by a mechanical means. It cannot be done by a world. Come on, somebody help me here tonight. It cannot be done that way. Amen. We must feel after God with the spiritual side of us that God has put in us. Why don't we just feel after the Lord right now? Can we just lift our hands right now and talk to God for a moment? We need the Holy Ghost tonight. God, help us right now and reveal to us your will. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The spiritual kingdom is right in the middle of this earthly kingdom. And to the earthly kingdom, I preached a little bit about this morning. John said in one of his writings, he said, "And we know that the world hates us." And so in the middle of the world, there is a spirit, there is a system. Amen. And right in the middle of this world is the kingdom of God. Amen. Right in the big middle of it. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but the kingdom of this world is meat and drink. Amen. The kingdom of this world has nothing to do, with the kingdom of God. And in fact, this kingdom of this world has the carnal senses. Amen. The fleshly senses. The sense of hear and taste and smell and see and feel. Amen. Those are the carnal senses. Amen. We don't feel God as if I were to come over and say to Gavin, "Give me five." Amen. I felt that. Amen. My senses picked that up. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The other night we was amening each other. Amen. There we are right there. And I can hear that. But I don't think I've ever had God speak to me in an audible voice. Some have. Amen. I have never felt I have heard others, a hand reach over and touch their shoulder. I've heard that, but that was a regular situation. Amen. But we have these senses in our body that we depend upon, the carnal. And if we don't feel anything in the carnal, if we don't see anything in the carnal, amen, if we don't hear or whatever the senses are, then we get nervous, amen. Because in reality, we depend upon these things. If we don't see enough money in the bank and it's time to give to God, amen, we get nervous. Amen, we get worried about our situation. But friend, I'm telling you, there's another way to look at things. And it's through the prism and the eyesight of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's in the Holy Ghost. It's in the Holy Ghost. I want to preach about that tonight. It is in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Paul said this in Romans 8:5. "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Here we see the two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world, or if you please, the kingdom of this flesh, and the spiritual kingdom. Or if I could bring it down to you and I, it would be the carnal man and the spiritual man. Amen. The fleshly mind and the spiritual mind. The fleshly hearing or the fleshly ears and the spiritual ears. Amen. Tonight we must follow. Amen. We must follow after that which is spiritual. We must follow. Well, praise God. We must follow after that which is of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. You know why? Because the carnal man does not like this. The fleshly man cannot receive this. He cannot understand it. He cannot comprehend it. And so when it is preached, it offends him. It hurts his feelings. feelings. Praise God. It upsets him or her. Amen. When the word of God is preached, and it has nothing to do with intellectual communication. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, anybody's feelings or anything like that. But I'm telling you what, if we're preaching the truth of the word of God, if I get my ain'ts and my R's wrong, if I don't cross the T's right or dot the I's right, I'm telling you tonight that the word of God is still the word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, that was a good sermon. That wasn't quite a good sermon. That was a bad sermon. Amen. Hey, listen, it's not a sermon anyway. It's the word of God. It's the truth that we are founded upon tonight. Well, praise God. Amen. These two kingdoms have nothing in common except one thing. I hope we're listening here tonight. I'm not going to preach a long time, but I feel like we need to get this. These two kingdoms are totally opposite of each other. The kingdom of the flesh and the kingdom of the spirit. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. But there is one thing in common that they depend upon. They depend upon people. They've got to have people. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, the kingdom of this world depends on a lot of people. And look at it in the scriptures. There were many of the enemy, but there was only a few of God's people. Amen. Few are going to find it. Broad is the way. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And so the kingdom of God depends upon people. But I'm telling you tonight that if one can turn 10 to flight, amen, two can turn 100 to flight. Amen. God does not need a multitude for a great miracle to take place. Amen. We were discussing this today, and I said, you know what? In teaching the Bible study and going over again the story of Noah, I really have become more impressed with this man than ever before, because the world was wicked. The world was going in the direction that they wanted to go. And don't tell me it was total chaos. They had a system. They had a way of thinking. There was a certain logic to their world. And out of the clear blue, God speaks to one man. One man who had walked with God. Amen. Who was walking with the Lord in his generation. And God speaks to him and tells him that there's a judgment coming. It's going to rain water from the sky, which had never happened before. The earth was going to be broken up, and water would come out of the deep, which had been done before. Amen. And one man, no Bible to prove it by, no way to prove it to anybody, but he knew that he had heard from God. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, God, help us. Amen. We depend so much on our feelings today. We depend on our eyesight today. We depend on all of these carnal senses because I'm afraid we are leaving the realm of the spirit and we are going into the realm of the flesh. And in order to have good services, we've got to excite people. I'm telling you, we don't have to excite people to have good church. Amen. The only one that needs to get excited is God. And when he gets excited about our commitment and our prayer and our worship and our sincerity, I'm telling you what, with God all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. I don't need those things. I need God. Our church does not need those things. We need God. Well, praise the Lord. I need God. God and me are a majority. Oh, praise God. God and me are a majority. Amen. I can do it through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. But when circumstances come and they surround us, we say, I can't do it. Well, you're stepping out of the realm of the spiritual into the carnal. And you're speaking not in the realm of the spiritual, but in the realm of the carnal. And you're speaking out of faith, amen, into sight. The Bible says we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Praise the Lord. That means that we have to develop spiritual eyesight. And where does that come from? I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from the Word of God. It's what we read. It's what we put through our eyes that we become. And if we want spiritual eyesight, we must be able to see the Word of God. Oh, praise God. If you want to be blessed, teach a Bible study to somebody. Because all these revelations will start coming up to you. As you're teaching the Word of God, things will come up and, wow, I never saw that before. Wait a minute, I'm the teacher. A good way to learn is to teach. Amen. It really is. Amen. Because when we get the Word of God through our eyes, we develop spiritual eyesight. When we hear spiritual things, we develop spiritual ability to listen and to hear. Jesus said, they having ears, he saw that they had that appendage on the side of their head, but he said, they can't hear. And they having eyes, he saw that there were eyes in the sockets and they worked properly and they could see the carnal things, but he said, they having eyes cannot see. There's no way to develop something in your life if you don't exercise it. Well, praise God. They say if you just sit for a day, you lose a certain amount of muscle in your body. And there are times that they call it muscle atrophy. And if you're not busy, oh God, help us. Some of these folks, they seem to be real cruel. But I had a major surgery a number of years ago, and I was so down. And they came in with a big smile and said, hi, Mr. Wurst, we're going to get out of bed and go for a walk. And I said, do what? We're going for a walk. Well, where are we going? We're going to the door of your room and back to the bed. Oh, not too bad, eh? About 30 feet one way, maybe 20, probably 20 feet one way and 20 feet the other way, 40 feet total. One half an hour later, I was getting back in bed. Took me a half an hour to get 40 feet, and I was totally broke out in sweat. My whole body was trembling. I was like, why are you doing this to me? You've already hurt me enough, and now you're hurting me more. Amen. They said, we cannot allow you to lay here in bed. Come on, somebody. Doesn't matter how much you're hurting. It doesn't matter how much blood there is everywhere. It does not matter, amen, the pain that you're feeling. Oh, God, help us. Amen. It does not matter the things that are going on in your life. You got to get up and you got to exercise the things that are important. Well, praise God. You've got to get up and start moving in the realm of the Spirit. You've got to start using your mouth and say, God is for me, and who can be against me? Amen. You've got to use your eyes and say, I see. Amen. I see the answer to this prayer. Praise God. God's going to move in my behalf. What is that that I hear? Oh, I hear the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to hear something over the pulpit that's going to help me. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm listening very close. And for those that exercise their senses to discern both good and evil, amen, when they come to church, they receive something from God. Amen. When they go through life, they just tend to go this way. Well, praise God. Amen. Because they are exercising those senses that God has given to us. Praise the Lord. God's given you spiritual eyes. You have them. God's given you spiritual ears. You have them. He's given you spiritual senses. Amen. You say, well, I never hear anything. I never feel anything. It's because all you're doing is exercising the carnal. Thinking in the carnal. Making decisions based upon the carnal things. Well, praise God. Praise God. Oh my. I'm telling you, there's been some times that we was poorer than Job's turkey. Amen, as they say. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. And all of a sudden it's time. You get a check and you get your check for your work that week. And you look at it and you say, it's fallen short. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay this bill? And then you realize that it's time to give to God of the tithe and the offering. And I'm telling you, there's been times that it's been really hard. But I learned one thing, that in exercising, you just got to do it. Amen. You just got to do it. You don't have to hear voices and feel things and all of that. You just have to do it. That's what exercise. You just got to do it. I know I'm losing half of us here this evening, and I'm losing myself as well because we've talked about it recently. We need to get out and walk. All right, didn't get any shouting on that one. But have you gotten out to walk? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get it done this week, hopefully. Amen. But the key to it is just to do it. And so I get my pen out, write out the check real quick, so I can't stop myself, tear it out, put it in the little envelope, and save it for church time. And I forget about it. Just forget about it. It doesn't belong to me anyway. It's God's. And I'm giving it back to God. Amen. And all of a sudden, a blessing opens up. All of a sudden, a blessing opens up. You know what? That blessing would never come to you had you not stepped out in faith and operated in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. I remember one time my pastor stood up and said, we need an offering for a missionary or something. And he said, we're going to have folks that will pledge so much. And he said, how many will give $100? And hands went up. And these were people that had good jobs. I didn't have anything. There wasn't any food in my pantry or anything. And I was making $4 an hour at the time and trying to get by and make it through and all that. And who would give 50? And I thought, you know, I just read that in the Bible where it said, give and it shall be given unto you. I just read that. I was a brand new convert. Didn't know anything about anything, but I read that in the Bible. And I said, you know what? This is my opportunity. I get to see if this actually works. That's how I thought about it. And I raised my hand. All right, there's $50 over there. God bless you, Brother Worse. I said, well, I hope I can bless you back because I don't have $50 and I don't know where it's coming from. But I stepped out on faith. Amen. Some of you are looking at me funny now, but you got to exercise your senses. You've got to exercise what God has given you. And so the next day I went to work and I was a welder. I did some architectural artistic welding things, and we did metal handrails and metal fences and all kinds of different things. Kind of like what's out on the front porch of the church. I used to do that. And my supervisor comes up and he plops himself down on the table where I'm working. He says, hey, Greg, could you use some extra money? I said, could I ever? Yeah, I just made a pledge to God. I didn't tell him that. I said, yes, sir. He said, somebody's got a cemetery plot and they need a little bitty fence about that tall. And you got to go install it. And he said, how much would you charge us to do that? We'll provide the materials. We will provide everything. You just build it and go do it, and we'll pay you to do that. We're just doing it on the side, kind of like. And I got a little bit greedy. Amen. And I said, how about $150? And he kind of swallowed hard. This is back in the day, folks, all right? I know that's chump change to most of us here tonight. He comes back and he says, that's a little steep. He said, they will take $100 if you do it for $100. I said, would I do it for $100? Yes, sir. And I got busy after hours. I had to stay after work, and it took me about 10 hours, and I got it all finished and everything. Amen. Over double my regular income, and by the end of the week, I had my $50 to take and give in the offering, and I could pay my tithes on it, and I had some money left over. You know what? If all I had done was wring my hands and say, well, I can't give because there's not enough in my account. I can't do the will of God because, hear it tonight, because, well, I got this going on. I got that going on. This is in front of me. That's behind me. This is beside me. Oh, I've got so much. I'm going to try to live for God. I'm going to try to do what's right and what I need to do. No, listen, I want to tell you, if you go down that road, you'll always be lacking. You'll always be lacking because Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. But it is in the Holy Ghost. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Some people have tried to change. Now I'm going to finish here in just a moment. But some have tried to change the spirit, the carnal to the spiritual. And they have tried to spiritualize the carnal. And to say, well, the Bible says there, and I've had them tell me this before, a number of years ago, a young couple was talking to me, and they said, well, the Bible says, be not drunk, wherein is excess. And so it's all right to drink as long as you don't go to excess. And they cited that scripture right there. But what they didn't realize was that the excess that Paul was talking about was the custom of that day among the Romans, and the Romans would drink the wine, and the wine was not alcoholic, it was the best wine. They considered the best wine to be the wine that would not give you a headache, that would not make you intoxicated in any fashion, but it was the purest and the best of the grape. It was grape juice. It was the high quality stuff. And what they would do is they would drink that wine because it was considered to be healthy. That's why Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. Alcohol does not cure your stomach. It gives you ulcers. Hello? He was talking about grape juice, the good stuff. And the Romans would drink and drink and drink and drink until they had gorged themselves. And then they would go to a place called a vomitorium. You can fill in the blank. And they would expel everything that they had just drank, and they would go back to the place and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink until they couldn't drink anymore. And then they would go back again, and then they would come back and drink and drink and drink and drink until they couldn't drink anymore. Amen. And that's exactly what he was talking about when he said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Because the scripture talks against alcohol in any form. Well, praise God. Somebody smile just a little bit. Praise God. You know why? He said, be not drunk with wine. But what did he say? Be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. Because you can get drunk on the Holy Ghost and there's no hangover. Praise God. You can feel after God and talk in tongues for hours. Amen. and your mind will not be all cloudy and all of that, but you'll have clarity, you'll have revelation, amen, you'll have power, praise God. You'll understand what it is to go from this world into the kingdom of God and hear things that other people can't hear and see things that other people can't see and feel things that they can't feel. Amen. Why are you so excited about God? I'll tell you why. I got the Holy Ghost. I've been filled with the Spirit of God, and I'm letting Him move every day that I live. Praise God. Praise God. Let's work on this just a moment longer tonight. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh, the works of the flesh, everybody said the flesh. They are manifest or they are seen, which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. You know what fornication is? It is sexual impurity outside of marriage. And it includes, you look it up, it includes homosexuality. It includes lesbianism. It includes pornography. It includes a lot of things. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Hatred. Did you know witchcraft is a work of the flesh? But it'll lead you to a place in the spirit that's not good. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, that's anger, strife, that's struggling with everybody around you. Seditions, illegal rising up against governments, heresies, amen, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, that's the party spirit, and such like. Everybody said such like. Amen. That's why it doesn't say in the scripture you can't smoke cigarettes. Because they didn't have cigarettes in those days. That's why it doesn't say in the scriptures you can't have a can of Coors every now and then. Because they didn't have Coors back in those days. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It doesn't say can't smoke a joint every now and then. Just to kind of calm your nerves a little bit, you know. And walk around and say, hey man, cool. The Holy Ghost will do that for you. And you can go to work and say, praise God. Woo, God's good. What's wrong with you? Well, nothing would be wrong with you if you were coming to work like this. Cool man. Awesome dude. Groovy. People be looking at you like, hey man, he fits right in this place. Praise God. Well, praise God. I got to finish here tonight. I'm going to get off on something. But the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, is love. Everybody said love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. Self-control, that's what that is. Against such there is no law. It's free. Praise God. You can have as much of that as you want. You can go as deep as you want to go. You can go as high as you want to go. Amen. I'm just preaching tonight. We need the Holy Ghost in our lives. Very simple message, but we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. It doesn't matter how long you've been living for God. You need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. I need to exercise my spiritual eyes, my spiritual ears. Amen. My feet that carry the gospel. I need to exercise them. And when I exercise them, they get better and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Strong Christians are people that exercise spiritual things. And they don't spend their time in carnal things. Amen. But they're focused on the will of God. Oh, I know. We're living in this world and we have to face the carnal things of this world. We do. It's a part of us. It's a part of where God put us. But I'm telling you tonight, don't ever get to the place where you begin to look down upon the things of God. Because at that moment in time, you're leaving the realm of the Spirit and going into the realm of the flesh. And the Bible doesn't say that the fruit of the Spirit is love. I mean, it does not say that the fruit or the works of the flesh, rather, is love. It's not in there. It does not say that the works of the flesh are joy. It's not in there. Peace. It's not in there. It's not there. It cannot be found there. It cannot be found there because that's not where it's at. The only place that it can be found is in the Holy Ghost. If you find yourself becoming disturbed with everything around you, amen. Be careful that you're not leaving the realm of the Spirit, amen, and going into the realm of the flesh, because there's only one place we can find joy, and that's in the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. The only way we can have peace is through prayer and the Spirit of God. It's the only way. You're not going to find it by a bottle. You're not going to find it in the pleasures of this world. Well, praise God. Can't find it there. And many have come to us and said, we've tried it, and it's not there. We can't find it. We've got to get back to the house of God. Thank God for those that wake up. Amen. Thank God. I pray that all that have left our church will wake up and come back. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, there's only one place where joy can be found. Amen. Don't look at the backslider on your Facebook account and see the big smile on their face and say, man, it must be great out there. Because it's not great out there. Amen. It's not real. Amen. It really is not real. Amen. Don't look at those images that we have available to us. And I'm not preaching against that tonight, but I'm telling you, you can get a false impression, young person, of living for God, of the joy and the future. God's got a great future right here in these first two rows. Amen. Amen. But you got to exercise it. And when the giant comes in your life, if you're the only one in your youth group, just stand up and say, I'm living for God. Amen. And you'll defeat your giant. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, Acts 2, that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's verse 4. And began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I looked up that word fill. And that word fill there, I had not seen this before, but it does mean to fill or to fill up, but it also means to fulfill. To fulfill in time. And it also means to furnish or to accomplish. To accomplish or to furnish. You know what it really saying? It's really saying that we're incomplete without the Holy Ghost. And the only way that we can be filled up spiritually and to become a complete person, yes, we're in this flesh, we have to deal with this flesh and all of that. And there are pleasures in this flesh and in this world that God has not told us we can't be a part of. And we enjoy those things and we have fun. Amen. But I'm telling you what, you'll never be complete in those things. For the kingdom of this world is not, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Just leave the kingdom of God and see what kind of trouble comes. Just go your own way. Do your own thing and see how it works out. I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over and over again. Amen. I look out here tonight and I see Brother Reed and Sister Reed and how blessed they are. And I see all the rest of you, how blessed you are here tonight. And when you came to God, you didn't have much. Amen. But tonight we're blessed, 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 blessed. And you know what? We're so blessed that sometimes we can't even see how blessed we are. And isn't it amazing that we can gripe and complain when we have so much? And God has blessed us with so much. Amen. We're living on high on, they call it high on the hog. I guess that top part is the good part. I don't know. Maybe that's where they make the, what do they call that, out of the pig skin? Pork rinds. Yeah. Somebody knows about those. I like pork rinds. Anybody else like pork rinds? Yeah. High on the hog. Deontay, don't ever expect me to eat chitlins. But he loves them. That's low on the hog. I'm going to live high on. Give me them baby backs. On the back. Way up high. Praise God. Where all the fat is and all that good stuff is. And cook it for a little while and put some of that BBQ on there. Amen. And just do it for a while. We may just go back over there and get that again before we go home tonight, dear. I'm talking myself into it here tonight. You know, that's where we're at. We're sitting at the table that I talked about earlier. And the enemies all around, don't look at your enemies. Don't look at your problems. Don't look at the things you're struggling with. Pull up to the table and order. Amen. I don't understand it all. I don't know. But we went down to Texas. And musicians, would you come and help me to finish here tonight? But we went down to Texas, and the Rileys treated us so well. They really did. He said, we're going to a steakhouse. It's on the 14th floor. You could see the big battleship out there. You could see the aircraft carrier. You could see the ocean. And when it got dark, all the lights came on. And he said, order what you want. And I thought, well, you know, we all try to be, you know, we don't want to overdo it. And for them to say, well, I'm never going to tell them that again. Next time we're taking them to McDonald's. But we looked at the menu, and nothing was cheaper than $90. And I looked at that menu and I thought, dear Lord, I've never eaten at a place like this before. I said, Brother Riley, this is too much. Brother, we want to take care of you while you're here. Order what you want. All right. So we ordered it, and we ate it, and we enjoyed ourselves, and we had a good time. We're living high on the hog here. We're higher than the back. We're 14 floors above the earth. Watch this, devil. Wonderful. May not be able to do this every day, but I'm going to enjoy it while I'm doing it. Here's another one, devil. Give me some of that dessert. What's your most expensive iced tea? We didn't go that far, you know, with the other stuff. Oh, and when we were done, we left. Said, my, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then we went, all of us went out to eat, and he paid for it. And I thought, dear Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to preach good enough for all of this. But when it was all said and done, don't anybody here repeat this. But I'm really hoping he calls me to come back. Because when the phone rings, well, brother, let me look at my schedule and see if that's going to work out or not. Rattle some papers. You know, I think it'll work out. Praise God. Somebody stand to your feet tonight. Amen. And you know what? We have that opportunity every time we come to the house of God. He wants to prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Father, we thank you tonight. God, we worship your holy name. We praise you, Jesus, for all of the blessings. God, help us to see, help us to hear, help us to feel and to sense in the realm of the Spirit what you're trying to do among us. God, help us. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise and thanks tonight?